So you walk into your child's bedroom, and there it is, your child on a porn website watching two people having sex. What do you do? Hello, and welcome back to Parenting Hacks with Dr. Yanina. I am so excited that you are watching this week's episode. And as you know, in this show, I share some parenting hacks, strategies, tips, whatever you want to call it, to help you have a healthier and stronger relationship with your preteen and teen. And I also talk about different things that are related to raising our children. And in this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about what should you do if you catch your child watching porn. And this is something that oftentimes we don't want to talk about. You know, anything about sex, anything about porn is very difficult to talk about, especially with our children. And I totally get it, because sometimes it's a little hard for me to talk about it too. I admit it. So if you are uncomfortable with this topic, I totally get it. But the reality is, mom, that our children are more than ever so easily exposed to these porn websites, anything related to pornography. And oftentimes what they are getting is the wrong idea of what a sexual relationship should look like. And they are getting wrong expectations. And this is something that is not very healthy, that we really need to take care of as mothers, whether we like it or not. The truth is that they're exposed to it, and it's so, you know it. It's extremely easy to find porn. Sometimes it only takes to click on the wrong link and your children will be bombarded with sexual pornography. I mean, it is insane how easy it's becoming for our children to have access to these websites. Studies have shown that 93% of boys and 62% of girls have involuntary or voluntary exposure to porn by the age of 18. 93% of boys and 62% of girls. That's a way high number. So it doesn't matter how much we try to protect them, eventually they will get to it one way or another, whether it's through the phone, whether it's through a wrong click, whether it's through a friend, whether it's through a picture that a friend is showing. You name it, they do get exposed to that, and which is why we have to be very careful about it. And that's why we have to be proactive about this issue. So in today's episode, I'm gonna share with you two things you can do if you catch your child watching porn. The first thing I want to suggest to you is to stay calm. Please, please, please stay calm and do not shame them. Stay calm and do not shame them. You want to maintain a strong relationship with your child, and you want them to trust you. You want them to come to you. So if you kind of lose it, and if you start screaming, or if you start pointing at them and telling them how horrible it is, that that's not something that they should be doing, that that's a horrific thing to do, and this and that, if you start shaming them, of course, the first thing that they're going to do is to tune you out. And of course, they're going to put that wall right between you and them, because you are shaming them, and no one wants to feel ashamed, and no one wants to have someone in front of them shaming them. So that's the first thing. You catch them, just stay calm, don't shame them, just show curiosity. So that is the first thing. The second thing I want you to consider is to have ongoing conversations about this topic. I know to some parents, this is something that can be easy, but there are other parents that it might be difficult for them. So if this is something that is difficult for you, don't feel bad about it, but just put yourself in the situation in which you want the best for your child. You want your child to understand what a healthy relationship is and what a healthy sexual relationship is. And that is more important, I'm sure. So that's why it's important that you have these ongoing conversations and talk about two things. The first one is the dangers of watching porn. There are tons of dangers, so I'm gonna be sharing with you a few. So for you to decide which ones you're gonna talk about with your children, or if you wanna talk about all of them. So one of the dangers of watching porn is that it gives our children, or anyone who watches it actually, an unhealthy and unreal perspective about pleasure, about power, and about intimacy. And oftentimes, what you see in porn can lead to violence. So what they're seeing in these videos, what they're exposed to, is a very unhealthy way of pleasure, a very unhealthy and completely unreal way of what intimacy should look like. And when they go into the real world and they find out that what they see in those videos is not necessarily how things happen in the bedroom, there might be some relational issues that they will be experiencing because they had that unreal and unhealthy perspective. So this is something that you and your children would like to talk about. Another danger is how porn can translate into real life. As we all know, oftentimes porn is all about violence, about bondage, about all these different things, domination. So talk about it. How will what they see, well, this kind of perspective and this kind of idea of sexual relationships can lead or can translate rather into real life? So it's important to have that conversation as well. Also, the truth is that confusion leads to relational problems. You know, what's true, what's fake? If they don't understand what's true, what's going on in those videos that is true, and what is going on in those videos that is fake, that we all know that oftentimes is fake, then, you know, once again, how is that going to translate into real situations? Also, they need to understand that porn videos are not a how-to guide because it is not realistic and the main goal is instant pleasure and not a relationship. And that's the key. The main goal of these videos is to have instant gratification, instant pleasure, and they're not into a long-term relationship or a relationship. So it's not, they need to understand that it's not a how-to guide. And it's important that you also bring that up to them. And finally, when it comes to the dangers, again, these are not the only dangers. You probably know many more dangers that you might want to talk to your children about. But the last one that I'm going to be sharing with you in this video is that pornography and the porn industry is a money-making industry. That's what they are there for. They're there to make money, lots of money. So people get paid to perform. Others are obligated against their will. And they need to know that these people are paid to do that. And unfortunately, there are others that are obligated to do that against their will. So, and have a conversation with your child about that. How does that make you feel? What do you think about that? When someone makes you do something that you don't want to do, or when someone does something because they're paid to do that, regardless of how they feel about it. So those are nice conversations that you can have with your son and daughter about porn. And explain to them that if you watch that kind of videos, if you put those images in your head, what is going to come out eventually, it might not be a healthy approach when it comes to relationships or sexual relationships with others, so with your partner, with your couple. Now, another thing that you want to talk to your child about, in addition to the dangers of watching porn, is how healthy relationships should look like. So they have a healthy and ideal perspective of how a relationship should be like, right? And we can help them with that. We can guide them. We can provide examples, and we can ourselves be an example of that. When it comes to sexual relationship or relationships, talk about consent, the value, the importance of consent, that both parties have to consent to do this. Both, and the importance of that is both parties' pleasure, not one person's pleasure. And also empower them to express how they feel about it. Empower them to say no, and that is so important. They need to say no. And also tell them that they should not fall for the expectations that are shown or portrayed on porn, that they're just unreal expectations. So there you have it. In this episode, I share with you the parenting hack is to have ongoing conversations with your child about the dangers of porn. And I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. Maybe you have gone through this already, and it's never too late to start these ongoing conversations. And if you have not been through that yet, you might, and now I have given you a couple of ideas on how to deal with that situation in a healthier way. So if you like this video, why don't you subscribe so you do not miss out on future episodes? And I also ask you to please share this video in your social media platforms, because I know there are other mothers in your circle that will certainly benefit from the tips and the advice that I give in my videos. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in my next episode. Until then, enjoy this week. See you.